believe I gave my panties to a geek.
This information cannot leave this room, okay? It would devastate my reputation.
It's the day of Amish underwear, underwear, underwear. It's the day of Amish underwear, so early in the morning. Hey! Man, I'm telling you, folks, you seen those Amish laundry lines. I'm telling you, they stretch out like from here to Canada. You see these long things with pulleys and big poles, and because they don't use dryers because electricity's evil, you know. So these laundry lines go on and on forever, and I often study Amish laundry lines.
I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
I'm sorry. I'm not a pervert. But I was just interested in what their underwear looked like. Convict me of a crime here. I'm being honest with you. The reason I thought of this yesterday was because of the peacock. I don't understand. I mean, black is a great color. I like the color black. But to dedicate your life to it, to wear black all the time, because happiness is somehow wrong, pleasure is somehow evil, color is somehow anti-God. I can't understand that in light of the peacock, in light of the sunflower, in light of the planet Saturn. Is that the one with the rings? Yeah. God didn't have to put a ring around that thing. He's showing off. It's still the stupidity of God. We haven't seen his wisdom yet. Anyway, look at the God's creation. Look at things spinning and dancing and weaving and turning in the rings of Saturn. And what's the thing with the big red spot? Jupiter. Look at that red spot there. Colorful, beautiful. The peacock. God is showing off. And now we're going to wear all black because it's bad to express your inner soul. No, it's not bad, folks. And I'm telling you, underneath the religious man and woman, there is a yearning to break free. I looked. I went by. I deliberately slowed my evil four-wheeled vehicle with the four stupid tires. I slowed it down to check. And yes, there was underwear on this line. I'm reporting now. I'm not going to give an opinion. I'm just going to report. There was women's undergarments on this laundry line. And these delicate items of clothing were, you ready for this? Okay. Some were pink, some were red, some were yellow. And I said to myself, thank God nobody else was in my car, I said to myself, yes, I knew it. It's the spirit of the Amish woman yearning to breathe free underneath all that death and gloom and misery is a pair of pink panties. Thank God. I thank God for that today. Back to the scriptures. Well, it's hard to get back to the scriptures. Somebody screw my head back on. It's hard to get back to the scriptures after that. Oh, man, I got to talk about Judas Iscariot and Jesus Christ Superstar. What is today? Thursday. Unbelievable. I like the movie Jesus Christ Superstar. I think I brought this up because of Mel's recent movie, but I recently rented this movie again, and I watched this movie again. I'd only seen it once, about 20 years ago. Watched it again, and the writers, Tim Rice, Andrew Lloyd Webber, they really had a heart for Judas Iscariot, because there's several songs where Judas is agonizing over his decision to betray Christ. And there's this one song called Damned for All Time. And he comes to the high priest and he says, I'm not going to sing it, don't worry. He says, I came because I had to. And is that ever true? Judas had to do what he did. It was prophesied 1,000 years before his birth that he would betray Christ. And Satan himself had to enter him in order for him to do it. But he says to the high priest in the movie, just don't say I'm damned for all time. And this is the chorus. Just don't say I'm damned for all time. And we have damned Judas Iscariot for all time. Has God damned Judas Iscariot for all time? Let's investigate this matter. I think you know what the answer is going to be, but I'm going to give you scripture. And later in the movie, after Judas has done the act, he comes back to his real senses. Because remember, and I believe this, Satan himself had to inhabit this man in order to get him to do what he wanted him to do. Now, all this is of God. You go above the stage and God is operating all of this. Yet Judas, by his own nature, was not capable of so great a crime. He had to be inhabited by Satan himself, and there's no other place in Scripture that I ever read or know of where Satan himself overtakes a person. He sends his messengers or his minions, his servants, other demons, legion, those demons we read that Jesus cast out. But in this case, Satan himself did the deed. And Judas, later in the movie, He sings, he's lamenting, he's wondering, does he love me too? Speaking of Jesus, does he love me too? When I'm cold and dead, will he let me be? Does he love me too? Does he care for me? And you just cry, I'm about crying here talking about it. I wept when I saw this in the movie. I feel Judas's heart. Because Satan left him after the task, and Judas came to himself, and he lamented what he had done. Does he love me too? Does he care for me? Yes, Judas, he does love you. He does care for me, for you. He does care for me too, but the fact that he cares for you probably shocks a lot of people. Judas, I know you can't hear me now, but I'm going to talk about you tomorrow. And brother, you have an expectation and a hope. Not a hope, an expectation. In your Savior, Christ Jesus. You did what you had to, and He's your Savior too. To the rest of you, believe in God no matter what the clergy say. I'm Martin Zender.